although we are like working soldier to soldier, I'm more focused into women and girls because, of course, we are going to take everything parallelly, but still the number of women is very less. So we are trying to promote and encourage them to be a part of it so that we can do all the space-related and astronomically related as well as STEM education-related programs together.
And so how do you go about encouraging young girls to become interested in STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics?
Well, there is a taboo, like science is very hard in Nepal. So first of all, we need to remove that from their mind. So we have a program for different level, that as primary, lower secondary, and secondary level, as well as university level as well.
We know from research that girls who started out strong, interested in math, science, when they get to the teenagers, they kind of fall off. Are you seeing that in Nepal? And if so, what do you do then to get girls interested again in science and space?
Yeah, that is really a very big problem in Nepal. Even girls, they are interested in science. Still, they like pressurized to pursue education in other subjects. Either they go for medical engineering, and apart from that, like they go for management. The parents and the society, they have this kind of belief that like if you go for management or some other streams, then you can get a good job and earn more money. But if you are into science, pure science, like you are going to get nothing. So me being a part of different program like this conference, whatever I'm doing outside the country, and I'm sharing whatever we are doing in our country, looking at my like interviews and like all these sort of things, they were like, oh, Manisha Didi means like elder sister. We are quite inspired, and they try to follow this such kind of trend, you know, like even we can do something. So that is how like they are getting encouraged.
And Manisha, this is your second time attending the forum. Tell me, when you went back to Nepal after last year's forum, what did you take with you?
Although like girls have interest in science, they are not well recognized like other boys used to do. So we started Women in Science Award.
This had never existed before.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Well, when I was here in 2016, the number of women and even the women in space science luncheon that we had, meeting with all those beautiful ladies, like I felt like even my women back in my country, they need to get some recognition. So we started a different program, which is inspiring them. And like last time we had a teacher's meet and greet program in which the ladies teacher, they said like, why don't you even start a science teacher award? So we are going to start that from the coming year.